Welcome back to New Realities. I am here again with my very good friend Suzanne Ross, who is doing an incredible event coming up that you see right there on your screen. It is the Sedona Transcendence Retreat, September 19th to 21st, and we have two incredible channel speakers there. Suzanne, do you want to describe the event and who we have here?
Thank you, Alan, and thanks everyone for joining us. I'm so excited to be talking about the Sedona Transcendence Retreat again here on New Realities TV. Alan is going to be my co-host for this amazing fall equinox event. And yes, it is psychics, channelers, and mediums demonstrating their gifts and teaching their techniques. And
Go ahead. Yes, keep going. I was just. Go ahead.
Today, I'm so excited to have with us Ann Tucker and Robin Jelinek, who are both channelers who will be demonstrating their gifts and teaching their techniques. Ann Tucker tunes into the angelic realm, and Robin Jelinek tunes into Athena, a group consciousness. So, of course, we have Lisa Rojo, Jamie Price, Vincent, Jenna Yaffe-Yair, Kelly Palmateer, Matt and Joy. And we're just very excited about this retreat coming up in just about a month now, Alan.
I know, I know. Well, welcome, ladies. And
Thanks.
we've done interviews with Anne and Robin before, and they were the most active out of this series. So I'm really happy they've returned here. And they work very differently, I would say, from what I know. Robin with Athena tunes into really personal evolution, I would say. And then Anne is seeing this big picture of global consciousness, but we need both. We need the big picture and the personal. So I'll talk to you, Anne. You've gotten hugely popular because some of the things that you've mentioned that are coming up, including this whole idea of a riff. I don't know if you want to go in, but you didn't mention that on the last show we did. So and then we can get Robin and Athena's response to that. But tell us what do you see coming, because it's been very dramatic in the public.
There is the whole process of going through the shift, which we are already in. Like everybody knows, the world is, we are in, my daughter came up with the best phrase. I think she got it from somewhere. I don't want to give her credit for creating the phrase, but the poly crisis. I heard it from her. The idea of the poly crisis, that we are in a period where things are, it's where it used to be something that would hit the news, would be, a bad thing would happen. It would be on the news for weeks and weeks. Now something terrible happens. It's on the news for a day. And then the next day it's replaced by something equally significant. And so we are in the things are heating up and moving faster. And so this process we are in is an unwinding that's leading us up toward a massive shift in consciousness, which is coming in with the flash of light. And this is the moment that the angels say, this is the moment that we will look back on in the future and say, that is the moment that everything changes. So, and this is a major solar energy. It's not in, some people worry it's nuclear. It's not. It's not like a bomb explodes. This is a solar energy that comes to the planet. They call it a rainbow energy that comes from far away. And it is divinity. All light is divinity. So this is divinity that's coming to the planet. They say that you can't miss the boat. It's for everyone. So it's not a thing where it picks some people and the people get left behind. It's not that. It's available for everyone. We do, however, have free will, free choice, and we can turn our back on it if we want to. So people who are really wanting things to stay the way they are will turn their back on it. And it's not an all or one and done that when the flash of light comes, if people aren't ready in the moment, they have the rest of their natural lives to make that shift. But the reason I mention it is because up until that time, we're going through a great unwinding during which all of the power structures that hold us in these lower frequencies that keep us where we are, we've got to slowly, or maybe not so slowly, unwrap them. And so there's a lot of really dramatic things in the works, and some of which we've already seen, and some of which are still coming. But the thing the angels would say above all is that we are not meant to be in fear, that some of these things sound really fearful, but they remind us that not everything happens in every place, that if you draw your awareness back to your four walls, to what's around you, recognize, are you safe right now? right? There's lots of war going on in the world, but are you safe right now that you can create your own reality? And so it's really, really important as we talk about some of the really dramatic stuff, because it's dramatic and it can feel scary. But to come back and to recognize that you are an energetic being, your reality comes from inside of you, you can thrive even in difficult circumstances.
Great, great. I think Robin, you can agree with some of that. Please jump
Yeah.
in.
Anne, I agree with all of it. I think your statement is absolutely accurate, and it aligns completely with what I'm receiving from the group that I channel. I would say that my journey is more of an individualistic one with people to assist them in really putting that cocoon around themselves and their own personal universe and understanding how they can actually create a really nice reality around themselves in spite of the unraveling that you're talking about. Things can be going on all over around outside of you, but not affect you personally, dependent upon the focus that you hold within yourself. What I've found is that and as you said, a lot of people get very fearful. They get very anxious when they hear about the changes coming. And that's just really letting you know some of the things that you have within you. It's just another stimulant, like a lot of other things are in our life that kind of bring up those situations that get us going. And I noticed I did a couple of podcasts on my, I'm sorry, YouTube's on my YouTube site right after the solar eclipses that when we've had those. And I very much myself felt the acceleration of that energy. And it really revealed some negativities that I thought that I had resolved, that all of a sudden I was finding myself in a pile of you know what, you know. So I was at some point I didn't like it, and then I got really grateful, and I would say exactly what you said, that things got out really quickly. I got a took took a look at them, and I noticed right away how I felt in those circumstances and situations, and I was able to recognize that some of the fears or some of the things that were still hanging on inside of me. So I very much align to everything that you said, and I think that the only way that we may differ, and maybe we don't, is that my personal work with people is to really help them to get the world around them that they want to see.
Yeah, I think it is as we are going through this process, that I think it is important for people to think of their journey as a journey, to recognize that it's a process that we've been on and we continue to go on. So it is it, and right now we are this is the greatest healing moment that like ever existed in human time, that right now, that the period leading up to the flash of light, we have access, and this is actually a first. We have access to our entire Akashic record for healing. Like in every other previous lifetime, we only had access to those lifetimes that were relevant to that life we were in. This lifetime, all the doors are open. We can heal at a much deeper level. So I think the kind of work that the healing work that you and I are both healers, and I think we need more healers, right? There's going to be so much healing is needed. That and it is a process, because I still have my stuff coming up. There's never going to be a moment until we are one with source, we're not done. So we all have junk, and I am dealing with my junk. I was just working on myself today. I'm still having stuff come up all the time, and it's about trying to have that self-awareness to see when it rises and to work with it, in a constructive way, to not let it run us or rule us, to see it, to let it come up, to love it back into wholeness.
And I think, what's really important to understand is that at different levels of consciousness, some of the choices that we had access to in lower levels of consciousness, they're no longer there. The example I would use is I was told I was going to start getting a lot more telepathy. And I thought, boy, I don't know if I'm going to like that, hearing everything that my husband thinks and my kids think sometimes I don't need to hear. And I was asking, well, what's that going to be like for humanity? What would that be like for me? What kind of emotions is that going to bring up? And they said, well, we'll just, let you experience it and see how it happens. And sure enough, one day I'm sitting next to my husband, and I got that download of something that would probably normally had an effect on me. And I reached for the response that I thought I would normally give, and it just wasn't there. And so I became aware that at higher levels of consciousness, we're not meant to police ourselves. We're not meant to continue to drive and work and effort in our experience. When we actually start to let the flow come into ourselves through those energy centers, the divine actually does all that work for you. So what happens is you all of a sudden are lifted into a reality or a level of consciousness where your old choices aren't there anymore. So it comes in no effort. It comes in this really great aligned feeling of, well, how the heck did that happen? And the worthiness that you actually feel to know that you can receive that type of a lift and not be perfect. It comes
comes through the love of self. It comes through the understanding that I basically create by surrendering to the way that I create. And sometimes that's in negativity, and that's okay. That's your life experience causing you to feel. And hopefully eventually you'll get to move to where you can create in happiness and joy. But if it happens to come in a stinky way, then you have to just accept that and embrace that within yourself. And that's actually what releases that from the energy center and allows the divine flow to reach you and then give you access to those higher levels of consciousness that you're sometimes efforting as a human to try to get to that you just can't do.
Yeah, it is. I think as you were talking about the process of the telepathy, and the angels have talked about telepathy a lot too. I think it's one of the most exciting things. They say as we go through the flash of light, it'll be coming up. This telepathy will come up from inside of us. And I think it's hard for us to recognize, because I think people think that is that they think, well, how will I feel, you know, if I feel other people's thoughts. But I think the thing that we're forgetting or not realizing, it's hard for us to realize, is that imagine if when we encounter another person, so like as you and I are talking, if I could experience your reality as if I was you. So yeah. In other words, if you're sitting next to someone, even if they have a negative thought, you won't just feel the negative thought. You will feel their core wounding underneath why that thought rose in the first place. So what will come from you is not feeling hurt by the thought. You will feel compassion for their wound. You will say, wow, look at that wound that gave rise to that difficult thought. You know, I love you through that wound. So it changes the entire conversation. It's no longer a thing where we're struggling to be understood and we're bumbling through our own wounding. It becomes a thing where we really see someone for who they are at their depth, right? It's no more hurt feelings. How can you have hurt feelings if you, at the core, everybody wants to be a good guy. You know, everyone wants to be kind and loving. It's just that our stuff gets in the way. But I think when we have this deeper level of empathy, what we will feel is what's underneath, and we'll see the layers on top for what they are.
Yeah, well, what you're really talking about is the revelation of oneness, is the understanding that it's not just about me and my point of view. It's the ability to feel and to know everyone's point of view and to receive it in love, in a high state of acceptance and honorment, where before maybe our own wounds or what we were carrying were the only thing that we could focus on, because they were so expanded within us that we were not capable of reaching the level of consciousness of which truth and love actually reside.
Yeah. Alan, were you, I'm sorry. So you're going to ask a question?
Oh, no, I love this conversation. Me and Suzanne, I think, are really loving this back and forth. And no, all I was thinking was, so there's always two things that are happening in the incarnational experience. There's the personal evolution, and then we're placed in a historic period, right? So we're dealing with the external and the internal, I don't know if you want to use the word karma. So, but something else seems to be happening here now at this time, right? Like an acceleration of both those frequencies somehow, and a kind of a union of the interior and exterior. Don't know if that sounds right or something. Do you get that, Anne or Robin or?
I would say to me that feels like, so what the angels have told me, and this will be interesting to see too from your perspective, Robin, because I know you talk about guiding people through the process of shifting. But one of the things the angels have told me is that this is the first time in human history that we are born with two aspects of our soul inside of us. That we have our this density soul and then or aspect, and then we also have a higher frequency aspect inside of us, but it's dormant, it's in there, it's already inside of us. And as we go through the shift in consciousness, as the earth is more hospitable to this higher frequency, it literally blossoms up out like a seed. It sprouts out and grows out from inside of us, and it's still us, right? Still same memories, still same relationships, but it's literally like if you take a song that's being played at this octave and we move it to this octave, and it becomes this higher frequency. And that's kind of what's going to happen. So you talk about these two different perspectives. Yeah, I think we have both inside of us now. We have this, we have that what people call 3D or 5D. I just call it a shift in frequency. We have this heavier frequency and we have this lighter frequency, but pretty soon that lighter frequency is coming to the surface.
And my description of that would be, you know, a lot of people talk about the ego as though it is a bad thing, but in actuality, the universe kind of folds itself up inside of you and places its energetic being in the base of the spine. That's called the Shakti, or the creation energy, Kundalini energy is at the base of the spine. When a human comes into their experience, most of them are coming in the three lower energy centers. Well, what do you have there to create from? There's lack, there's lust, there's not enoughness, there's cheating, there's I got to get something before somebody else gets it. So all of those type of things, you need the ego to create, quite honestly, and it's the only way that you know how to make something happen in your experience. Just by getting the awareness from some of the teachings that are going on, and from the desire that people have through suffering, they actually start to bring in some information from maybe people like you and I, or someone else. It could be in a book that, hey, you know, I might be doing something to create this in my own experience. And the minute that they get that perception, that's a license for that energy to start moving, and it starts coming up into the heart center. So now they're going to start recognizing how they're creating. And the first thing they're going to do is they're going to judge and condemn every time they do it wrong, because they're going to know that how they think and feel matters. And then that's something, again, that I work with people to just let go of that very natural phase of backsliding, they call it, of thinking that they're doing something wrong or someone else is doing something wrong. And you just view that too in observation and in love of yourself. And as you do that, the energy continues to rise a little bit more. And then pretty soon you start finding yourself in those upper centers, having access to new ways of creation through focus, through intent, through good feelings, through just the love of something. And you start to recognize very quickly that things start coming into your experience that you really like the feel of. And so then you're starting to recognize that, you know what, I think that I can really govern my experience based upon how I feel in it. And so you start directing yourself towards that good feeling, and you're moving out of the area of the three lower energy centers, expanding up into the upper centers, where you have access to better ways of creation. Or I shouldn't say better ways, less suffering. Let's just say that suffering isn't necessarily a negative as far as the divine is concerned, because everything it receives, it's lifting to the higher octave. So whatever you are preferring, whether you create it through suffering or through happiness and joy, that signal has been received in the divine part of you. But my work in particular, I want people to really enjoy their lives and to actually be getting the creation from joy and happiness and not suffering as they do it. And this is what you get access to as you start to come up into those upper energy centers. So the real teaching for me is I used to hear all the time about the universe being within you. And now I'm really getting an understanding of that, that those energy centers are representative of levels of consciousness that we can actually access while we're in human form.
But if the universe is within us, then, which is true, of course, it's all a projection, Suzanne, jump in, then these changes are coming, as Anne and the angels say. Is that something that's in us as well, in a sense? Because it's big, it's global, it's ascension, it's whatever you want to call it. So is that in us? Is there a
In answer to that question, the energy of creation, or the ability to create from your own space as you have access to that. It doesn't necessarily bring in what everyone else is creating, but that would come in by your agreement, by your fear, by your focus upon it. So you're not necessarily burdened with the thoughts and feelings and creations of others unless you decide to adopt that as part of your reality.
Yeah,
What do
and
you
it's
think?
interesting, like right now, I think that we're like in under normal circumstances, and we do create, as just like Robin is saying, we create our own reality. The thing that's different, I think, about the shift in consciousness is that the earth is changing, that the earth is going through her own shift, that what's driving the shift in consciousness is that the earth is going through her own transition, her shift, as you would say, in chakras, Robin, that she is moving up into a higher vibration. And we, being on the earth, we are, our bodies are of the earth. If we want to stay here, we have to be in agreement with her. We have to be in resonance with her higher frequency. So she is driving the shift. So and then, but the interesting thing is what is that new reality going to look like? Like, what will it be like? And we hear lots of things, and the angels have told us a lot about what it's going to be like, but they've also said that it's coming from inside of us, just like you were just describing, Robin, that we will create the new reality. So, which is part of the reason we want to focus on doing our healing now and getting ready, because then what we will create will be that much better.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But this shift that you say is coming, and as a frequency, that's a sort of relationship the Earth has with its own kind of cosmic environment, in a sense. And yes, we have these Earth bodies, so somehow we're either going along for the ride and through the conscious, our own consciousness as well, or we're resisting that, as I think is so from both of you, and maybe Suzanne too, how do we become the most open and acceptable to the change? That's a question.
You want to go first, Robin?
Yeah, I'll
Yeah,
give my
Robin.
answer. My answer to that is we have to liken ourselves to our source in its unconditional love for us. So when we start to accept and love ourselves in all ways, and that includes in suffering, in some stinky ways that we are sometimes, we develop this what it's self-love. That's what self-love is. I accept that I have free will to choose how I feel in my experience. And my past lives, my present life, and my lineage plays a part in how I perceive life. Sometimes I'm not going to really like the way that I'm creating. Maybe I'm going to use some negativity in those instances. But if I can move to a place where I can just observe myself in it, the observation is the divine. It's fully aware, awakeness, it's consciousness. So when you observe yourself, you're inviting the divine flow into yourself without even knowing it. That's the single most important golden key that could be given to anyone to have the biggest change in their life that they could ever possibly receive, would be just to be able to say, ah, look at you, you're jealous. Look at you, you're angry. Look at you, you're angry right now. There's no condemning, there's no judging, there's no regretting, there's no sucking it back out of the universe. There's just you observing you in the way that you created in your experience and accepting it, and therefore creating flow to yourself from the divine.
And I
Wow.
would add, I think that's awesome. And I would add to that that in order to move into these energies, some of the key things they want us to embody, what the angels have said, is they would like us to be in the energy of allowing. It's about letting go of resistance, which I think is another way of talking about a lot of the healing topics you're mentioning, Robin, but to letting go of the ways that we, and what do we resist about ourselves? What do we resist in our environment and in each other? That the new consciousness we're moving into is a unity consciousness, that we're moving into a place of it does come from self-love. So, and but the self-love is about the places that we are currently in polarity inside. We have to heal and come into unity inside, and then we project that out into our world and create unity in our external world. And in order to move into that, we have to be in the process of releasing and allowing, letting go. So that's going to be one of the hardest things for people, because what do we do when we are in the unknown? And this process of shifting is going to be a lot like being in the ooze. It's going to be like going into the cocoon, and we turn into ooze, and then we have to come into a new way of being. And there's a lot of uncertainty in the ooze. There's a lot of what is this? And I don't know. And what do humans do when we don't know, when we are uncertain, is we tend to grab on tighter, right? We hold the steering wheel as tight as we can. When it's darker outside and we can't see, we grip and we squint, you know? And that is the opposite of what we need to be doing when we are in this process. That's why they're trying to give us the information now about what this is going to be like and what we're going to feel in our bodies and this whole experience. They're trying to give us very specific information so we can relax and just trust and say, okay, I know where I'm going. It's okay that I don't have the answers. Trust, release, allow, open, and just let yourself flow into the new reality. And it will take time. They said in the beginning, it'll be blurry. It'll be undefined. It'll take time to emerge from us. So it's like be in this space of openness is going to be really important.
Yeah.
Well,
And I think in response to that, what you're really talking about in surrender, is you give the ability to the divine to enter your field, and then it takes care of a lot of those things that are
yes.
problematic for you. I think
Yeah.
it's really important to make mention that a human feels its experience, and once it's done with that, there's not a whole lot else that it's left for it to do. It can do some things in efforting, but to get those really magical changes, those really big shifts in consciousness, that comes through the divine flow. So in surrender to what's felt, and in the love of self, and in the connecting in by aligning to unconditional love, you will actually get the assistance that you're needing, and then any of the efforting or the things that you would normally feel like you would have to do as a human, you'll just get a transformation that will be very flowing and very nice for you to receive.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Suzanne, please. I'm sure you have a
Yes.
lot to say.
Just loving this conversation and exploring many things that I definitely resonate with and that I've applied myself in my own practices. Of course, my retreats that I have in the spring and fall, one's called Transcendence Retreat and the other one's called Ascension Retreat. So, and you can see my chakras in the background. So, yes, I very much believe in a transcendent way of living and being in unity is a preparation for the ascension and how we will, in this state of higher consciousness, feeling the oneness in our higher selves, aligning with the highest ways of living and being together in unity, peace, and harmony. Like all of this can be through intentionally living, consciously aware of your thoughts, words, and actions. You know, all be applied to how it's going to be when we are in an ascended state. And Alan, you've said this before about the ascension. It's happening, it's happening, it's happening, right? The ascension comes from within and manifests without. And you've both alluded to that in the way that we create our realities. And so we can imagine that, you know, we are in or developing or becoming a transcendent and or ascendant being right here and now by consciously creating that and intentionally living and being in that way.
But I think what Anne is also saying, and maybe Robin is too, but there's something else going on. There's this huge shift that the earth and the cosmos and it and can you define that a little more, Anne? And like the including the light and the riff and all the things you've been talking about, because it and whatever else is coming to you right now. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. And I would say that it's, I mean, it's all like, it's sort of like, you were saying that when we talk about healing, what's true, it's everything is holographic, that what's true in the small is true in the big. So what, you know, the process that Robin is describing about individual healing is true for the earth as well, that it's true for the cosmos as well, right? That we're all going through a process of evolution. And just like, you know, just like what Suzanne was saying. And so, but this process that we are going in is unique because how often have we been alive when the earth is going through her big shift? And so, and it is calling us all to task. And so, and the big thing is that those who, anybody who's here now gets to live out their natural life on earth, regardless of whether they make the shift or not. But the big difference is that people who do not choose to move to the higher, and it's an individual choice, it's made at the higher self level. Those who do not choose to move forward will not reincarnate here. And it's, there is absolutely no judgment in that. It is that there are some souls who will recognize that what we currently live in is this 3D sort of karmic construct, which is a great way to learn about ourselves. You know, there's nothing like stubbing your toe to learn about pain. And so it's really, really, it's so it's, and so there are some souls that are going to feel like they can make more progress or that in this construct, or they may feel like they're not done yet, that maybe there's certain karmic trains of thought or experiences that they still haven't quite worked out yet. And they're going to say, you know what? I still want to stay in that until I've worked it out. And so they will choose not to reincarnate here and they will go to another place that is being created for that purpose. So, but yeah, so it's a major shift, a major change in what it is to be human right now.
Do you get that, Robin? Yeah, please.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I would add to that is the choice to not incarnate would be that they're just simply not a match to it. Everything is based thing, and that would include your incarnation. So if you're not a match to that, like you said, there's no judgment, there's no condemnation. You're just simply not matching what the planet's on. So therefore, you will not incarnate on it.
But in your work, Robin, Athena gives, I think she's, you said, practical ways of working with the resistance, I think. Can you review some of that?
Normally when I work with a client, it's kind of like trying on the jacket that's them. That's the way I would describe it. I know right away what I'm faced with when someone sits down with me. I can really feel exactly what it is that they're experiencing in their experience. And then we really move to find out where their life could be more satisfying. And when you start working with someone who has an open field or a believing field, automatically the stimulation of their energy center starts to cough up things that are stuck in there. They actually give you. the circumstances and situations that are creating in their experience. They'll come to them very quickly to their mind. They'll remember something as a child or something in their teen years that made them feel a certain way, and they will very quickly be able to link it to what's going on in their life in their present day life. So these are some of the things that I work with on people, and it's a revealing process for them to realize how condemning and judging they were of themselves for what they chose as a signal to the divine. That's all an emotion is. You're simply signaling, hey, I'm in something down here. I don't really like the feel of it. This is how it feels. And the divine says, oh, let me receive that. I love you unconditionally. I'll help you form experiences that can come to you when you let go of it. But 9 times out of 10, they don't let go of it. They hang on to that and they attach to it as though they are the human vessel, which they're not. They're an eternal being. They're not the tool that they're living in. And they'll actually get stuck in that feeling and start to become the human, is what my group calls it, and therefore attract over and over suffering to themselves. And it's not that someone's trying to punish you. The universe really does love you. It would like to deliver to you what it has created by all that you have felt. But when you're hanging on to a tone that doesn't match it, that's not possible.
Right. And I think, though, what Anne is adding maybe is that we're going to come to a choice point with this, like I mean, maybe. I mean, everyone has their own process, of course. I mean, I can't speak for everyone. But is that true what you see? I mean, everything Robin said, of course, is what we have to work on.
Yeah, and her point that it is about, are you a frequency match, which is 100% true. But there is a choice point at the higher soul level where everyone gets to decide, are they going to stay at this frequency or move to that frequency? And so yeah, so it is a very unusual time that we are in. And the biggest thing is to know that, like I said, it's available to everyone. I certainly am on board with going because it's going to be incredible. The new reality is going to be absolutely amazing. It's an amazing time to be here. It's an amazing time to be here right now because we have this opportunity to heal right now. There's more support on earth for healing right now than at any other. This is the perfect time to come to the conference with Suzanne because the healing that's available to you is amazing. And this is the time that it's not an all or nothing, that the more you heal, it is about releasing the friction in your life. Every little bit that you surface and love into wholeness, it makes your life better. You find that you'll come into encounters with things that used to trigger you, that the people that are around you may be the same, the home you're in is the same, the job you're in, but you are different. Things don't hurt, things don't pull you down the way they used to, that you glide through life. It's possible. It's possible right now more than ever. And so that's why I'm so happy that more and more people are tuning in to podcasts like yours, Alan, and coming to events like the amazing one that Suzanne is planning for us. That because it is, it's an all or it's it is it is it's in a situation where we are trying to raise all boats in a rising tide. There are no awards for getting there first. There is only an award for everyone getting there. And so, yeah, so it really is about how do we help each other?
Yeah,
Yeah.
and I think
I love
what happened is we're going to get access to timelines that we didn't know existed that are quite nice. Oftentimes, when people are upset about something, or they regret, or they go back in time about something that maybe they did or lived in a way that they thought they should have done better, they will become exactly like that were in that moment. And a lot of people will think, well, it's just because you're thinking about it. Not really. You've actually gone back into that timeline, and you're creating from there. That's where you are. You're back in the suffering of which it originated in. So I think it's important to recognize that there is another reality that's created alongside of this, and that's a reality of love, and that we can actually find ourselves choosing that, just like we used to choose suffering, regretting, looking back, wishing we could do something over, that we'll actually go what we call forward. It's not really forward, but we'll actually jump into a creation point or something that we didn't even know existed, that has all of our preferences in it, or the way that we would like to feel in our life.
Well, I think that's what Anne is talking about in a sense when you said there, that's a great point. There'll be new timelines added to us. I think what the angels have, I think, Anne, have said to you, this timeline is coming in to our sphere of reality that's going to really shake people up and and be the acceleration. Would you agree with
I think
that?
what's going to be, it's like that. I think the thing that's going to be so amazing is that we talk about how people can individually shift timelines. And I totally relate to what you're saying, Robin, about how imagine that you are going back to your family reunion and all of a sudden you're sucked back into sibling dynamics that you thought you were over. And all of a sudden you're acting like you were 12 again. And, who am I? What am I doing? But this will be a timeline shift that everyone experiences together. So that's what's going to be different. This will be a shift that, and it's a thing where it doesn't matter if somebody is on the, and this is what's going to be super crazy. So it doesn't matter if and if people are spiritual or not. It doesn't matter. Like almost every religious tradition seems to have a description for what this process is that we're going to go through. People call it the rapture, or they call it all these different things, but they're all coming. Everybody's pointing to the same truth. And I think when we get through it, for those people who are maybe have very much, that they're atheists, that they're like, no, this is not true. How are they going to feel when all of a sudden they can see spirit? You know what I mean? Like that's going to be a paradigm shifter. So that's why I say it's so important that there are so many light workers coming out and learning to share their gifts and developing their gifts, because there's going to be a lot of people looking for answers when we go through this.
You're giving it a sort of time frame, right? And you're
To a
Suzanne.
degree, like I said, the angels are not good. The angels don't have time. And time is a human thing. So they and they, but they do say sequences. So like, I believe that there is a that I know that the U.S. will no longer be united, as I mentioned, that it will be it won't be the United States anymore. It will be a voluntary withdrawal by the states. It won't be civil war. It'll be a voluntary withdrawal by the states, many states. And that happens around the same time as a very distinct economic crash. And so there's a lot of undermining of the US dollar. The angels have said there's going to be a there will be I, and this really shocked me because I have not been a cryptocurrency person at all. But one day they said, yeah, there's going to be one that's agreed upon by everyone. And they specifically advised me that when it comes, that I should jump into it because not in from a gambling perspective, but from the perspective of conducting my work and my living, I should live, can pay my bills through that currency. They said, and this is, I think, something just important to share, that they said that it will help to spread your work around the world because of the fact that it will make it, it creates a level playing field, that it will no longer be a thing where one currency is way more expensive than another. So just for what it's worth, that's one of the things they shared with me. But all of these things happen at around the same time. Then there's increasing on the heels of that as the US gets involved in its own self, it's got its own fish to fry. Then China steps forward and it tries to exert its control over Taiwan, which draws, then Japan tries to rally the rest of the world against China and Russia steps in and we have expanding war for quite a while. And that's a big deal. So this is all leading us up. Like I said, be aware, this is the unwinding and the angels that we have the energy of exhaustion, that we have to bring things to exhaustion, because if we don't, they will just simply build themselves back up again. And we want to create from the new consciousness. The existing power structures have to be set down. So there will be a very significant natural disaster, which I mentioned, the earth rift, all of these things. And like I said, if you say them all in a row, it starts to sound really terrifying. But the key is to remember that you can create your own reality and not everything happens everywhere. And this is a process that no matter what, there will be people who leave the planet. But if they leave, they will be taken from their bodies before they experience pain and they will shift into the new frequency through the process. Everybody wins through this process. Everyone wins. Being here is like winning the lottery. It doesn't matter if someone came in and incarnated at this time and it looks like their life is a train wreck, they are still a lottery winner because they got to come. And when they leave, they will shift. So it is being here is a very lucky thing right now.
Suzanne, you were going to say something there. Sorry.
Well, what I'm observing that I think is very exciting in between Robin and Anne is, yes, we can look forward to this time or this event or this shift or rift, right? But right here and now, we can challenge ourselves to rise up, to be the best version of ourselves, and to experience and create the highest reality for ourselves and for others. So it's not just looking forward to this moment in time. It's It's preparing for it and creating an ascension reality for ourselves and others now. And so that's what I'm picking up on with, Robin working with people to try to have them shift out of limiting patterns and move into higher ways of living and being. And then, Anne coming in and saying, yes, there is going to be this specific event, this flash of light, this great shift. But, if you put those two together, what we're doing is we're, experiencing this phenomenal reality that is unfolding in front of us right now because we're creating it for ourselves and others with events and healing and, all of the things that are happening with the acceleration of consciousness now, while at the same time, we can be excited about the potential of ultimately this ascension event. And so I'm just really excited about that.
I totally agree with you that it is that there is enormous potential right now, that this moment is like this is go time that we are in right now. This period that we are in is a super exciting time for healing. And it's just like the energy is, the air is charged. I mean, like those of people who follow astrology know what the astrology is. Like we are currently talking about this. It's August. August is like kapow, right? Like crazy energy. But really it's the energy all around us. And yeah, it's all accessible to us now. And we are free to embody as much of ourselves as we are open to, as we will allow in, And so, yeah, I think it's your life can be amazing right now.
Right. So, Robin, we always have challenges. It's true. We're still evolving, but do the challenges change from the old human dramas? That's my feeling, to maybe new human dramas or transcending the dramas. I mean, what do you think it's going to happen as we shift to these frequencies?
Well, what maybe life will continue on to some degree in what you would call normal or what you were experiencing in the past. But what's going to change is your perception of it or the way that you viewed it or what you chose to feel about it. Will be less defensive, will be less hurt by it, will be less triggered. Let's just use that point. Because as you heal those things within yourself, you become less stimulated. I think you would agree there are certain things that would set certain people off and not others. And it's simply because of the wounds that people have within themselves. That's what causes the reactions or the things that are coming out of them. And so as this process, as consciousness rises, as I said to you, the choices or the way that you feel in your life and about others, that goes right along with it. There's a great change that will come within you. When I look back over myself, I can kind of remember back in my earlier years, and this is ridiculous, I hate to even admit it, thinking about maybe two men raising children and thinking, oh, would I be safe to send my son over there? Which a ridiculous thought. And now in the shift of the consciousness that I've had over the years, just from being young and maybe being influenced by mainstream news or media, that's like the furthest thing from my mind. It's the recognition of, well, of course, that's not a problem. But what I'm trying to say is, where did that change come from? I didn't effort in it. I didn't try to make myself get rid of it. It vanished from my consciousness as I started doing this work, as I started recognizing things within myself in the way that I felt. I started to get access to new ways of being, new ways of thinking, that made me feel good about myself, that made me feel better. So it's not that you're going to continue to create suffering or that you're going to continue in a way that you're not satisfied with. There's going to be a change very definitely that comes over you, but it's not going to come through effort. It's going to come through a shift in consciousness, is what I'm trying to say.
Right. So if you could look at the future, like, so you've made those changes, we've all made those changes in our evaluations and judgments. What does the future look like to you once we get through this kind of rough, bumpy period, Robin? And then I'll ask Anne, how is it really the
Well, you know
human?
what, when we hear about disaster, of course, people get fearful and anxious and they feel negativity. There's just no doubt about it. You get fearful. It's the way humans are. But I think we're resilient too. And I think if we look back on COVID, how we navigated that, if we would have got the full report of what was coming in the beginning, we would have thought, oh, There's no way I can survive that. I think a human is capable of so much in what it can endure and what it can transcend. Let's just use that. And so I'm personally not that worried about how the change is going to come. There might be some difficulty, as she's saying, but I think that we're going to navigate that difficulty very resiliently and very positively.
Great. No, of course. And how does it look to you, as you know, beyond the traumas and the wars and the rift and the light, what's going to happen?
Yeah, and I'm so glad to focus on that because it's no fun to focus on the other stuff. It's just the angels want us to know about the others. They say the main reason they tell us or share the other information with us is so that we're not caught flat-footed, because the point is not to be in fear. When we're surprised, we're more likely to be in fear. If we understand what something is, if we know why it's there, we tend to be a little more resilient, as you were saying. So where we're headed is, and it's all worth it. Like, it's worth going through all of this in order to get to where we're going. That the new reality is, it's a place where, like, right now, loneliness is like the bane of humanity. Everyone feels so separated and so alone. And we will no longer feel that way. We will feel so seen, so connected, so understood. We will no longer be slaves to the 9 to 5. Like, time becomes expansive. That we, the angels say, we will be freed from time. So here's an interesting thought. Here's an interesting perspective. Imagine if we said, okay, we're going to do this conversation at, pick a time, 1 o'clock, and it's 12 o'clock everywhere. And then I say, you know what? I need more time to finish. I'm painting a wall over here. I need more time. So I'm going to stretch my hour and make it take longer so I have enough time to finish what I'm doing. And then I'll be there at the same time as you guys, because we will have control. And that sounds far-fetched until you realize that time is already elastic, that the month, summer months feel way longer when you're 10 years old than they do when you are 50. So time is relative already, right? It's already changed, but this will become a thing where we will be consciously aware of how we can experience time differently. So the number of changes that are coming that stem from inside of us, it just keeps on going. We will no longer see things like our vision changes. The world will not be like when you look at a table, you will recognize it will still look like a solid shape, but you will see it as energy. You will recognize that it is a density that is energy. And anyways, I could go on and on and on about how, like, the colors will be brighter. Like, yes, it will be amazing, absolutely amazing. And yet, we will still be who we are. We will still be, you will still be you, I will still be me. And we will be living in a really new way, a really new way of learning about ourselves. That's what it's all about. That's why we will still be incarnated, we'll still be in physical bodies. And we will still, they even said, like, in our new reality, we can still be hurt. Like, we can still get stung by a bee, but we won't have disease in the same way. Our bodies, we won't use our bodies as ways of understanding our wounding, because we won't have karma anymore. So it's a big, big, big shift, and amazing and hopeful in so many ways. Yeah, I could go on and talk about it for hours. So it's
Well,
not an easy one to answer.
let's do that sometime, talk about it for hours. But I think you agree with this, Robin, that it sounds like the vibrational frequency of who we are as human beings will fundamentally be at a different rate, a different
Yeah.
vibration.
Well, and that's what my primary goal is, and what in the work that I do. What is enlightenment? It's more light energy entering into your field. And you're the one that allows that or disallows it based upon your perception of yourself and others. So once a human realizes that they have access to more light energy, just in the love of self and in the surrender to the life experiences, that starts to permeate their field and their vibration rises because of it. So a lot of the nice changes that Anne is talking about, it's actually like bringing your divinity into form is actually what it is.
That's great.
Beautifully said. Yes.
Well,
And
Suzanne, oh, go ahead, Suzanne. Yes, please.
I was just going to say, I do believe that is the essence of what is happening, is that we are activating the divine within and experiencing the divine without and becoming more aligned with divine consciousness. and we can do
Isn't
that.
it funny what we've been taught on how that happens, that we have to do everything right, that we have to be perfect, that we cannot have a glass of wine or say a swear word or do anything that's going to prevent the divine flow. But really, it's just our perception. It's just our belief. It's always there. We're not being judged or condemned. We're not being denied our divinity. We do it to ourselves.
Yes. And I was thinking, Suzanne, if this is the kind of conversation that will be just amazing in Sedona, and it's so captivating and so energetic and so exciting for people to hear this, for me to hear it, because you can sense the evolution that's happening within the field of the earth. And yes, there's wars and all that, but something's building, and that's why I think you're doing this, Suzanne. The transcendence is upon us in a way.
Something's building. I love that you said that. And this scintillating conversation between Robin and Anne and yourself has inspired me to create a guest panel at the opening of the event. So what I did last year is I had each person individually come up on stage, introduce themselves to the audience, briefly, tell a little bit about their self. But Alan, especially since you're joining us now and you're so great at hosting guest panels, now I have a vision of having like two long tables on stage, and each presenter can sit behind the table and not only, offer a brief description of who they are and what they do, but we can engage in a group discussion with audience Q&A to open the event like that. Because, just observing the way Anne and Robin, and you're both so brilliant and inspired, going back and forth, that's the kind of like scintillating discussion with audience interaction that I think would be a preferred way to open the event. And so,
Yes.
I just got
Great.
inspired with
That's
that.
a great idea. And then we have Lisa Royal and Matt Kahn. And if you know their work, they're right on this frequency of shifting and changing and the walking into the unknown. So, yes, Suzanne, that's brilliant. I think that's really, I'm happy I'm going to be there because that's exciting. That's any comment
Right.
from you, Anne or
I am
Robin?
thrilled with the idea because that for me, I would get a chance to kind of get to know all the other speakers. So I think it'd be just awesome. Yeah, I'd love
Yeah,
it.
I like the sounds of that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
Yay, we'll do it.
let's do it.
I'll go to the
And
website right after this and add
right,
that.
so people who are watching, it's what's the website again, Suzanne, for the event? What?
SedonaTranscendenceRetreat.com.
Right, September 19th to the 21st, 2024. But just to kind of cap this conversation, so we're moving into this time. There's an acceleration that is undeniable. Day to day, like, what do you both suggest? What's the process, Robin? Like, day to day working with yourselves and what the world is throwing
Yeah.
at us, maybe? Yeah. What would you
Well,
suggest?
and I can only speak personally for what I do. What I'm really encouraging people to do is to just really live their lives and observe themselves in it. Have a little compassion for yourself and understanding if something's going awry. And people are really happy to get that news, that freedom, that realization that they are good, that they are doing okay, even when sometimes they're judging and condemning. That's my main message. I will bend over backwards to get someone to fall in love with themselves in any way that I can. Because I know that that's where the biggest changes in myself came from. I went through a dark period of condemning and judging everything that I saw that I needed to change. I needed to be different. I needed to effort and condemn when I did something that maybe I thought I shouldn't have done. And the in surrender comes the ability to move in ways that you're very happy with, and it's automatic. It's not something that you do need to police or that you do need to effort in your experience. So that's my main message and the teaching that I try to carry forth with everyone that I am in interaction with.
Right, great. And for you, Anne, what's the day-to-day
Yeah,
like?
the day-to-day, I say today is now is the time to double down. So, and I think people can work on themselves individually, but no one is meant to be an island. We're meant to help, have help. We're meant to help others. So I think find someone who resonates with you, who feels like a match, and get help and start working on your healing. And I am also a healer. I know that all of us here are working in one way or another to try to help advance consciousness and help people move through their wounding. So I would say that whatever, like if you have a daily practice, and it all comes back to self-awareness, it all comes back to trying to move through our day with presence, to try to watch ourselves in our experience and to use our reality as a teaching tool to show us ourselves, to try to notice where are we blocked, where are we frustrated, where are our triggers? Because those are jewels. The more we heal, the harder it is to see ourselves because they get deeper and deeper. So our reality becomes the book that we're trying to read all the time to try to see ourselves.
Wow. And anything from the angels? Want to share anything with us right now, you think?
Oh, you see, you can I just check in with them?
Yeah,
But
check in.
yeah, just check. I have to go into deep trance, which I don't know if you have time for
Well,
that.
we can ask Athena if Athena has anything, and then you could prepare,
Yeah, yeah. I
or would
can.
you
I
rather
can.
not?
Either way, I'm happy to. I'm happy to.
Okay. Well,
Yeah.
sure, if you want to. Does Athena want to come through, you think,
Well,
Robin?
we
It's up
can
to you.
certainly wait for Anne, and you can make your adjustment, I think, huh?
Yeah,
Yeah.
we'll wait for you, Anne. We want to talk us through
Okay.
your
All right.
process.
Okay. So give me just a moment. And if you guys want to ground, I know it's good to ground anyway. So just take a moment and go in, go internal and drop down your root. Bringing new thoughts, new horizons into the discussion that you are having, bringing the awareness, the openness between friends in and among the ideas. There lasts a residue, a residual notion of completion, a sense that you are as one already, a sense that there is a horizon you are moving toward which has already been achieved. And we would suggest to you now that this concurrence of ideas is born from something real, a fruition, which is building among you a concurrent reality, which comes through in and through the shared reality of discussion. We would encourage you to go on creating, to go on feeling this alliance, this unity, this oneness, this stem of ideas that carries you through to the tide of what will be. We would ask you to go gently in and among your own concepts, making room and space for one another, to open your hearts to more friendship, to leave alone and lying those moments of individual endeavor, and instead move toward the graciousness of sharing and opening doors. Allow yourself room to breathe and be among friends, for there is growth here in the alliance of all peoples. We thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's a lovely message.
That didn't take long at all,
Yes.
Anne.
Do you feel
Thanks.
like joining anything from you? Oh, you don't have to. Don't feel like you need
Sure.
to.
I don't have any acclamation time, so I'm happy to
Okay.
do that. It doesn't take any time at all.
Yes.
What are we all really talking about here? We're talking about a preference. All of you are here because you want to derive a preference. What comes from a preference is satisfying feeling. That's what you get. Yeah. And as humans are all living their lives, they are all deriving by what they are thinking and feeling, what it is that they are preferring. You simply can't do that without feeling something you don't prefer once in a while. That's the way life is. Yeah. So we want you to know that you are being received by a preference. That's what the universe does. Yeah. And so all of you are culminating together, that long list of preferences in the way that you want to feel in your experience. And then that great big engine, that source part of you, is culminating a mass consciousness preference, or what it is that those of you that are in form would prefer as a whole. Yeah. And so everyone is contributing. Nobody's doing anything wrong. Everybody is of a high vibration of love. That's what you emanate from. You may be temporarily disconnected now and then through your own doing, through your own judgment, through your own condemnation of yourself in the way that you are expressing the preference that you yourself have. But hey, what did you come here for? You came here for a little variety, a little bit of fun, a little bit of opportunity to actually experience experience yourself in many different ways. You are part of the one thing experiencing all things. So none of them are wrong. All of them are culminating a larger preference, which is accumulated in the whole, the source of you. And therefore, that is what the mass will be returned on, you see.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, that's a great theme we heard for this today here for the conference, Suzanne. It's like this outer and inner transformation that is transcendence.
Mm-hmm. And as above, and so below, as within, so without, right?
But it's also speeding up, you know, something also,
yes.
I mean, that's always been true and something else, I think, it seems like. So. And you're right, this is the time for healing, Robin. This is the time for us to embrace the realities that the angels here with Anne are bringing through, so where there's a movement. And I think Sedona is the perfect place to ignite all this. So you're going to love it, Anne and Robin, and the CE5s, that's going to be led by Lisa Royal, who's just an amazing being. You know Lisa's work? Lisa Royal?
Not yet. I can't wait to meet her.
She's one of the earliest channels that connected the human civilization to the Lyran star system and saw the kind of panspermia kind of proliferation of humanoid soul incarnations throughout this part of the galaxy. That's how I would interpret it. But anyway, a lot of great people, including both of you, everyone who's watching is welcome to come. Suzanne, anything else you want to add here on this?
Just such an exciting retreat with such a diverse group of presenters. Everyone's on the same page as far as this is a time for transcendence and ascension, but everyone brings their own unique perspective. And it all creates this harmonic blend. Like I always feel like the people who end up ultimately showing up are the perfect blend that creates this just beautiful symphony, because that's what we're doing is we're creating a harmonic resonance amongst the presenters. And then I even feel that way about the people who show up, who ultimately shows up is also the perfect blend, creating just the right field of resonance for us all to be immersed, right, in the high vibrational frequencies.
I mean, I think Anne said it perfectly when she said, just find someone that you resonate with and work on yourself with that person, whoever that might be. And that resonance is actually what assists you in your connection. And you might have resonance with someone that does things, they're teaching a little bit different. I know myself, when I was on a journey of reading everything I could get my hands on, there would be certain books that would just open me up. But I would realize I had heard that information from someone else, but it didn't have the same effect on me. So I think what you said was really important for people to recognize where you hold your resonance. Who is it that you feel like when you listen to them, that makes me connective, that makes me feel as though I get that, or that aligns with me? That's really what you're trying to do.
Thank you, Robin. I really appreciate that. And I think it's the beauty of having these events with different presenters, and you know, everybody gets something out of each presentation, but maybe some, you know, resonates with some more than others, and with not just the onstage presentations, but the opportunities to drop into workshops and go on outdoor journeys, which both of you are offering, and I really appreciate that as well, because not everyone wants to do both a workshop and a journey. So you guys just, you know, dove in with both feet, and you're offering all of it. So I just love you guys, and I appreciate you, and so excited. Can't come soon enough.
I can't wait for the outdoor journey. It's going to be incredible to be out in the vortex channeling. Like, oh my gosh, it's going to be amazing.
Yes.
I'm super excited for that.
It's really going to be fantastic. Suzanne, these conversations and what you put together and all the efforts, I think we're onto a new level right here with these conversations. Just the dialogue between Robin and Anne were just such high energy. So it's evident that we're moving somewhere. There's a momentum here. Just in the shows we've been doing, Suzanne, they keep getting better and better with the people coming to the conference. So everyone's welcome to the Sedona Transcendence Retreat. It's online. I mean, there's tickets online. So I think I'm really looking forward. I'm really glad I'm coming. So thank you, Suzanne and Anne and Robin and everyone watching to,
So much
like
better.
you said, it's about all of us. It's not just, yeah, you guys are the mouthpieces, but everyone is part of this, you know? It's Horton Hears a Who. Every who in Whoville needs to be there. So that's it. So I'm really happy that we had this conversation. Thank you. Thank you all.
And thank
And
you, Alan. Thanks so much
thank
for hosting us on New Realities TV. I'm so grateful.
Yes, and subscribe if you're watching this. And I'm sure you'll be showing up everywhere. And Robin, hope to see you too. And everything that you do. And oh, just Robin, what's your website for people to get sessions with
I
you?
actually have two. I have athenainuniverse.com and then I have just Athena Universe, which is that's a little bit different. That's what I'm doing with my son. So I actually have
Oh,
two.
great. And for you?
People can find me on YouTube or podcast, which is my name, Ann Tucker, with an Ann with an E. And same thing, my website is anntucker.com.
Great. And Suzanne Sedona's AscensionRetreat.com for tickets. And I'm here on New Reality. Subscribe. And thank you. Thank you, Suzanne. We'll be in touch. Thank you, everyone, for watching.